In the ongoing battle against serious childhood diseases, every vaccination is a little victory.
The sentiment in that Pfizer ad is something Doctors Without Borders can agree on. And that's partly why the nonprofit NGO is pushing Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline to drop the price of vaccines given to children in developing countries. Kate Elder is the group's vaccines policy advisor.
So right now they're charging the poorest countries of the world about $10, and we're calling on them to reduce the price to about $5.
The World Health Organization recommends that children get about 12 different vaccines for things like TB, measles, pneumonia, and rotavirus. But the combination includes new and improved drugs that drive up the prices.
Vaccines are the single greatest public health initiative in the history of health.
Dr. Sean Bugden teaches at the University of Manitoba's College of Pharmacy.
There's a moral imperative for the drug companies to take a very careful look at the level of their profits and make sure that they're in line, particularly for developing countries with low incomes, so that vaccines can get to those countries.
Neither GlaxoSmithKline nor Pfizer had anyone available for an interview today. Both supplied statements, though, saying essentially the same thing, that it costs a lot to develop or improve a vaccine, and that they already supply vaccines to developing countries at a big discount. In an interview last year, Glaxo CEO Andrew Willey said vaccines are not huge moneymakers.
The margins are lower in the consumer and the vaccine business compared to the pharmaceutical business.
The reason they are charging the higher prices as they can.
Sheldon Jacobson is a researcher at the University of Illinois. He's been studying vaccine prices for 25 years, and he's seen the market shrink from dozens of manufacturers to, in some cases, only two.
There's less competition and more of a need. Ultimately, the vaccine manufacturers have tremendous pricing power. There has to be more collaboration and cooperation.
That's not impossible, Jacobson says, pointing to the work being done on the Ebola vaccine, but he's not expecting it to happen anytime soon. Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.